The word for you today is, don't burn out. This is our second day discussing this subject. In John 15, verse 11, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken, that my joy may remain in you, and your joy may be full." To keep from burning out, do this. Number one, join a support group. Ask yourself, who fills the role of Paul to your Timothy? Who teaches you to pray like Jesus and John the Baptist taught their disciples? With whom can you share your struggles? The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Ministry peers understand your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs and can suggest new, refreshing spiritual practices. Number two, use the middle two letters of the alphabet NO without apology. Know your gifts and your limitations. Face your fears. Don't avoid them by burying them and pretending they don't exist. And above all, try to avoid falling into a state of helplessness. Take time to develop beneficial coping strategies. Don't imagine that ordinary events are catastrophes. "They're out to get me" is a sure sign of burnout. And don't adhere to a certain viewpoint just because you always have. Like outdated clothes, it can become ill-fitting and absurd. Number three, realize it's not wrong to have fun. Your body won't allow you to laugh and develop an ulcer at the same time. And that's a good thing. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken, that my joy may remain in you, and your joy may be full." He also said that unless you become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom. Matthew 18, verse 3. Kids don't try to run the world single-handedly or obsess about the work that's piling up. They live in the moment. The only advantage to living with stress is you get to meet Jesus earlier. But given more time, your reward may have even been greater. And that's the word for you today.